Daily Rest, Thursday, July 28, 2022. This week's series is entitled Camping Out with Israel. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live." Numbers 21, verse 8. Trust God's promises. Israel faced another dire situation as they neared the end of their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. They were trekking through the desert around the land of Edom, for that nation had forbidden them to pass through it. They had run out of food and water. They were discouraged. They even complained about the manna God provided them, describing it as worthless bread. They were not remembering lessons learned over the years about trusting their God. God therefore sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. The people in their misery came to Moses, confessing their sins and pleading that he might pray that the Lord would take the serpents away. Moses prayed and God responded, but not in the usual or expected way. God did not have the serpents die or simply slither away. He commanded Moses to make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. He then made an amazing promise. "It shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live." God's command made no practical sense, but his promise provided certain deliverance. Those in Israel who trusted God's promise were immediately healed and lived. God has made many promises to us, the greatest of which is the simple gospel message: "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Mark 16, verse 16. What are we to believe? God reveals in another promise passage, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3, verse 16. Our salvation is a matter of faith, a simple trust in God's promises. Now with the humble voice of prayer, thy mercy we implore, then will a grateful voice of praise, thy goodness will adore. Amen. Daily Rest is a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. This broadcast is provided to you by Gethsemane Lutheran Church of Spokane Valley, Washington. For more information on Gethsemane and its ministry, please visit website www.gethsemaneclc.org.